You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah. What are you gonna you gonna do?
Do you really think that?
Do you think it all?
Yeah. The government cares about you.
They ain't giving up a second thought about you. No. Ghetto people.
Who you gonna turn to next?
Tell me. With your life
running like a red disease,
running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself,
stop doing what you're doing to yourself. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything was well for you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today, and I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. The weather across the nation has gotten better. So if you got to do it, you know, it should be okay for you to do it. So go ahead and get to it. All right. this is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that, and the drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. And click on that, and then there will be programs that are dated and titled, thanks to my good brother, Brother Kwaku. But if you wanted a shortcut, just go to whoever your, you know, server is, Google, whatever, you know, and you can go to Baba Oshi, BABAOSHI.net, BabaOshi.net. And once again, there will be programs that are dated and titled right there. So, excuse me. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. From 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Mondays, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Mondays, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Kamal Kamban, his wife, Dr. Mawia Kamban, and daughter, Niktaki Kamban. Black Therapy Central. On Mondays from 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. Black Reality Think Tank. On Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report. On Wednesdays from 8 to 9. That's this evening, brothers and sisters, from 8 to 9. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturdays at 7 p.m. from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council. The Sankofa Elders Council. And then once again on Sunday, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Excuse me. We Buy Black. We Buy Black. Brothers and sisters, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. Brothers and sisters, get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. Go to WeBuyBlack.com for all the products that are produced by us. That's right. Not only are we selling products, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we sell everybody else's stuff, you know. And no, they're produced by us. So shop at We Buy Black.
Africanforthearticles.com. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Tahima will be my guest next week, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday, Brother Bomani will be my guest, and with a lot of exciting things that are happening with Africa for the Africans. Some true opportunities to repatriate. That means to go back to Africa, live, invest in African countries and projects. It was what we must do. So, brothers and sisters, please, and tell others, AfricaForTheAfricans.org will be my guest, Brother Bomani Tahima. Of course, he has the Senegal and Gambia trip that was slated for April 1st through the 11th, has been rescheduled to March 31st to April 10th, 2023, and the cost will still be the same at $3,800 per person. The Ghana repatriation, May 24th to June 5th in Ghana, $3,800. The Tanzania tour, November 17th to the 28th, 2022, same, $3,800. And then the Ghanaian repatriation investment, December 24th through January 5th, 2023, that's $4,000. And so those are the trips that are upcoming. And please, brothers and sisters, go to the website, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to YouTube.com/Bomani2007. Or give my dear brother a call at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. I look forward to our conversation next week, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday. Habashah, HabashahIncorporated.org. Habashah stands for helping establish, excuse me, brothers and sisters, a little stuff in my throat there. That's bothering me. I should get some water. But anyway, helping establish, HabashahIncorporated.org. Okay.
And this call may be recorded or transcribed.
And so hopefully I can get this together. Helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. And that's Habashah Incorporated. They're trying to do some donations together too. So you can go to the website. You know, they're asking for donations for the programs, because remember, brothers and sisters, these brothers and sisters are doing the work. They are doing the work here in the Atlanta area and in Ghana with the Kashi Project. They are doing the work. When you go to the website, you will see for yourself. HabashahIncorporated.org. The LEDGE program. LEDGE stands for Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. The LEDGE program. That's right. It deals with the four areas of human existence that are important for human existence, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have a project in 12. They have 12 projects going on in 6 different countries with over 170 employed, with over 260 members. Become a member of the LEDGE group. Become a member of the LEDGE group. Bibia Tumi, ABIBITUMI.com, ABIBITUMI.com. And join the Bibia Tumi Community, brothers and sisters of Bibia Tumi. I tell you, what great work Brother Kamal's, Dr. Kamal Kamban's son is doing. Just great work. BibiaTumi.com. Semi Pharmacy. Semi Pharmacy. I got to get it right there, because there's a part in there where she talks about Brother Jabril's wife, who's the pharmacist. Well, he is as well, but she's the farmer. Yeah. Holistic Health. SMAIFARMACY.com. SimaPharmacy.com. And you will get all kind of information on. So if you were planning on being more holistic, planning on eating more properly, you need to visit this website, SMAIFARM, Farm, A-C-Y-L-C, Pharmacy. So it's spelled farm. So check it out. In fact, the Sema means segment medicine awakens Imhotep. Segment, of course, is in ancient Kemet, the lion. Segment. So they have all kinds of products you can check out, you know, and the information is there. If you want to give them a call at 731-327-6229, that's 731-327-6239, or you can send them an email at, once again, SMAIFARMACY@gmail.com. Man, I tell you, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in the West End in here in Atlanta on Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard. It has delicious smoothies and fruit drinks and all kinds of good stuff, pastries. And yeah, Wadada's. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. That's 404-444-1635. They're right across the street from the Soul Veg, up the street from all the other things that are happening on the West End, the Shrine of the Black Madonna, so forth. So give them a call. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Please give brother, excuse me. Please give our great sister, Mama Nia, a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, figurines, and all kinds of good stuff right there at the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia, my good brother Gazimde Ajamu. Give him a call at 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. Also, too, Afroletics. Afroletics has a store inside the new Black Wall Street Market located in Stonecrest. The new Black Wall Street Market in Stonecrest, just off of exit 75, and that is Turner Hill Road. I mentioned that wrong. I was wrong. I stated that wrongly, a couple of days ago. It is the Turner Hill Road exit. Turner Hill Road. If you're traveling east, you get off on the right and make a right. If you're traveling west, then you get off and make a left. And then go down, make a right at the third light. And on your left will be the new Black Wall Street Market, which is a former Target store, you know. So check them out. If you can check them out this weekend, please do so. The new Black Wall Street Market. Check out Afroletics. Check out all the other great stores that they have in the new Black Wall Street Market. Us lifting us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Cooperative Economics, I always like to say, is Family Center Economics. Their Thursday night broadcast is this Thursday night. Tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ULU and you can listen to the program. Or you can call. The program is from 9 to 10 on Thursday nights, from 9 to 10. Or you can call by dialing 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And, of course, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can just press 1 and you'll be further up in the key to ask or to get an answer to your question, comment, or your concern. At Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Homeland Village. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. My good brother, Abijah, is still getting it together after that car ran into his into this business, or that truck, rather. But he's located at 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. And his phone number is 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. And you can visit him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Homeland Village Cultural Center. So you can check it out that way. all the things that he has going on there. And it's a lot. Believe me. It was great to have him on the program last week. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located, 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. That's Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop. Give our sister Shelly Amundsen a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun God Essence, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sister Gabby and the work that she's doing. Brothers and sisters, go to Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. She's doing this phenomenal work. Baba Barudi and Mama Ya are doing phenomenal work as well, and they deserve to be supported. Akabin Institute, brothers and sisters, make your check or money order out to Akabin Institute. P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That's Akabin Institute. P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. But, of course, you can use PayPal and Cash App. If you use Cash App, the dollar sign, Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. And you can make constant donations that way or just a one-time donation. Whatever you can do and whatever amount is appreciated and welcomed, you know it. Also, too, you can check out the books that Baba Rudy, he's a prolific writer, at AkabinHouse.com. AkabinHouse.com. He's, like I said, a prolific writer. So check out what Baba Rudy has done. It's going to be good. The Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. February 8th. A united family eats from the same plate. Baganda Proverb. What greater divide and conquer strategy could be imposed on a people other than setting their men against their women as a primary complementarity pair of the family? While the homosexualization of African people is not, at this time, at this date, the single most important issue contributing to the hatred and violence extending this divide, it is a significant and growing factor. Therefore, it cannot be ignored in the discussion of what is separating our men from our women. It is directly related to the progressive attack on the African family. This becomes crystal clear when we understand why the family was the first and, to date, the most attacked of institutions among African people. But homosexualization is not alone in this assault against African sanity. There are indicators that the work of a perverted menticide has barely begun. Affirm, I eat from the same plate. Affirm, I eat from the family plate. I eat from the family plate. Family, brothers and sisters. And the menticide is going on. February 9th. Today marks the beginning of the end of this crap. Excuse me. I'll repeat, February 9th. Today marks the beginning of the end for this crap. We in the African community are going to snuff out those traitors and those who send them, who come to assassinate our commitment. Kyria Cheekwood. Sometimes, why some menticidal individuals come into our space because becomes obvious rather quickly. They are agents of the chaos desperately seeking the rewards and validations of Urugu. They bring uncalled for, disrespectful language as if it belongs there. They avoid addressing relevant points, instead using the unrelated instances and examples to confuse and lay way. the discussion. And often, after initially confusing us, has their intent by making one point of agreement, they throw in some hatred for good measure. When we rightfully criticize those who go against the African way, they will introduce humanizing concepts such as love, saying that we should teach through love. Somehow, they remain completely oblivious to Yorugu's natural inability to teach in this way, except in deceit, because they have no love to give. These disruptors of the joy warriors find in communicating with like minds are the ones that our ancestors would have had in mind today when they said that our job was to deliver the corrective word and let life teach those who refuse to listen. They are quick to play the manipulative, self-serving, I look like you, and therefore I have a right to correct you in the name of Yorugu race card. These are the marks of corruptors. These are the tactics of mentalcidal energy vampires. Be careful who and what you allow in the space you have carved out to share with other warriors. Affirm, I see and remove all enemies. Affirm, I see and remove all enemies. The Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inye Sesem. Yeah. So today, I want to also to yesterday I attended a service for my friend and brother Willie E. Williams, and I know some Willie Williams. I know brother in Baltimore, good brother in Baltimore. I know a brother in Philly, another good brother. So just goes to show Willie E. Williams, or Willie Williams, is a name given to good brothers. And he made his transition, and man, he would be missed. He was the voice of reason, as I have said yesterday, when I had a chance to say some words, because he deserved it. He truly did. Hell, he saved my job. Shit, I was gonna kick them crackers. Yeah, they messing with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you first come on the job, you're in a probationary period. And so you just can't, you know, and they mess with you intentionally, you know, see if he can take it. You know, I don't play them games. I told him I was on the red shift. I was on the green, blue shift. That was my shift. So I'm working on the red shift, red next, and they kept messing with me, you know. And so when the other shift, see, our shifts are in the fire department in Milwaukee, it's red, green, blue, red, green, blue, red, green, blue. You know, there's nothing, the only thing that signifies that on a firefighter's calendar, there's nothing, just red, green, blue. So if your day is blue, there you go. Unless you have a day that you're off, or unless you've traded days, whatever. But that's the deal, red, green, blue. So the next day, after I was pissed that Friday night, the next day is the green shift. So in that morning, I had a chance to say what I had to say to both shifts. And I said it. And that was the deal with that. And then nobody messed with me no more. In fact, it was at that time I was coming on my year up. You know, I had my year. So I'm out of probation. And so I'm going to say it. Sometimes it has to be said. And you know, it does. It has to be said. So, I said it. Yeah, I said it. I'll tell you. Menticide. In fact, once again, the Inye Sesem, I read those two, in which, of course, are yesterday and today. And they talked about menticide. The person who coined the term menticide is Dr. Bobby Wright. We will have a tribute to Dr. Bobby Wright at the end of this month. His birthday is March 1st. And we will have a tribute to Dr. Amos Wilson. His birthday is the 23rd. So those 2 days of our history month, we will talk about two men who I have just an enormous amount of respect and gratitude for the work that they have done to helping to reclaim, recapture, restore the African mind. But he says, menticide. The so-called African educator, American African educator, has first to admit that he or she has been a victim. We have been victims of menticide. Menticide is defined by Dr. Bobby Wright, and this is back in 1985. You know, before I really knew who Dr. Bobby Wright was, in 1980, he came to Milwaukee. You know, he's out of Chicago. He was a psychologist out of the Garfield Park Mental Health Institute in Chicago, which now is the Dr. Bobby Wright Mental Health Institute in Chicago. And we're at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and the first event that was held at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and I kid you not, was the Black Political Convention. Ron Daniels was there. A number of people were there. And the keynote that Saturday was Dr. Bobby Wright. And what struck me most when he was talking about menticide, is like he said, like when you're watching the basketball game, the college basketball game, and it's Notre Dame against whoever, and the announcer says, "Here come the Irish, here come the Irish," and you see five brothers on the floor, you know? Yeah, menticide. Dr. Bobby Wright defined menticide as the deliberate destruction of the collective mind of a group or individual. The deliberate destruction of your mind. It is conducted by the penetration and perpetuation of alien culture, values, belief systems, or ideas for the express purpose of control. Menticide makes use of institutions such as the church. Menticide makes use of institutions such as the church and the university and media, the institutions that are solely controlled by Europeans and always will be. Even the churches that we have, even the educational institutions, the HCBUs, even our media. Not this, because this ain't controlled by them. This is controlled by us, for us, by me. No, but this is time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Brother Elliot out of Philadelphia and those else who come on to this. But it's also controlled by my good brother Brother Scott in North Carolina. You know, that's the reason why we got to have that. We got to have control of imagery and media, the newspapers, the magazines, the airwaves, the music. All of it should be controlled by us. Everything. Well, you know me. Everything. Every part of living should be controlled by us. But it will never happen here. It will never be controlled by us here. The only place on this planet that we as African people have a right to without question is Africa, the motherland, is Africa. But you've been so trained to hate Africa and to hate that you are African. That's the menticide that you are experiencing. Menticide makes use of institutions such as the church, even the mosque, brothers and sisters. That's right, I said it. Even the mosque. The university, the media, which projects values, images, beliefs, and the like. Illusions are created by menticide upon its victims. Some illusions are freedom. You believe you have freedom. We believe we do. We believe that we are the freest people anywhere on this planet. Because why? You see what's happening in Russia. You see what's happening in China. You see what's happening in many parts of Africa, which is very important to me. Why some of these coup attempts are happening. It's just gnaws at me. Freedom. We have never had and never will have real freedom in this country. We can never be free. Number two, American citizenship. We believe that we are citizens too. This is just as much ours as it is theirs. In fact, some of us believe more so because of our captivity and without being paid and all this labor and sweat. You know, when the truth came out that the White House, and I believe that after it had burned down, you know, it burned down, the British had burnt it down, was being rebuilt, and it was rebuilt by African labor, that the those in the government paid the captors some money for their captives to come and work to build the White House. So when Michelle Obama said that, what she said, which of course took offense for many people, and I remember, what's that Caucasian's name? Yeah, he used to be on Fox. He was the number one show on Fox until he got busted out, you know. And so he said, oh, no, that's not true. And, of course, the research showed that it was true. But even at that, so damn what? In this stage of my life, and looking at the history and reading it and understanding it and looking at it, what has happened and what now is happening, what must happen for our future, I don't praise anything that we've done that helps to maintain and sustain the privilege that Caucasians have, that Urugu has. I don't give any light to any first of us or whatever the hell it was. We're the first this and that. Because we still come first today in 2022, or in the year 6,252 or 53, the Kemetic calendar, the oldest calendar in the world. That's right. This ain't 2022. It's 6,252. Anyway, intelligence, number three, intelligence based upon degrees from universities. I don't put any, you know, we always praise him. Oh, he's got his doctorate. Oh, he's got this. He got 4 or 5 degrees. That ain't no deal. If you got those degrees in service to us, if you got those degrees with plans to help us as African people get up off this muck and mire, then yes, we praise you for you getting whatever information that you got and for all the many years of sacrifice that you made to help with the plan of action for African people to be liberated. If that's the case, right on. We appreciate you. We love you for that, for the sacrifice that you made, the amount of money that you paid, because I'm quite sure, well, probably some of them were grants and so forth, because if you got 4 or 5 degrees, and then I don't think you paid for all of that. You might have paid for it at the beginning, but who knows? I don't know. But that's not the point. The point is, many of our people went into the halls of academia, into the academy, and just were nuts, just a damn fool, totally whitewashed, a bunch of O-fays, their minds. Their skin is melanated, but their mind is Caucasianized. Number four, correctness due to standards has set by the dominant society. Because Urugu said it, because the Europeans said it, because the Caucasians said it, this country said it, it is theirs, it is their dictates. They said it. just like what they're doing now with the history. We say, this is the history. These are the things we suffered. No, we don't want to teach that. We're teaching that America was a grand idea. I don't care that it's based on captivity of people and stealing people's land and basically murdering people. No, I want us to have the image that we are righteous people and that what we did was ordained by God. That one picture sticks in my mind as a European is going westward and a Caucasian woman with the flowing hair. It's like she's an angel or some shit. So she's, westward ho, just like Horace Greeley, go west, young man, and conquer and take people's stuff, Subdue this land. Didn't pay for a damn thing, except that once you took it, then you made laws that state that you must pay for this. This is ours. Eminent domain. This is ours. You want it, you pay for it. You pay us. And then you pay taxes on it each year. You continue to pay us. No, you cannot be sovereign. No, you cannot be independent. You can't get some land and territorialize yourself off and develop a water supply, get off the so-called grid and have your own turbine to generate electricity, or your own solar system to generate electricity for cooling and heat. No, you can't do that. No. Mm-mm. No. It's that is approved for them. Number five, wealth based on having more than the average working person. So many of our people who believe that, I made it, I got a nice job, I got six figures, I live in a beautiful neighborhood. That's the problem here in Atlanta. I mean, even though I've stated on this program, I stated personally that I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And it's more so because of the weather than the place here. Because I'm honestly, it's not, this ain't no damn Wakanda. This ain't no damn Mecca. This is a mirage. This is a fallacy, because the brothers and sisters here are not together. They don't pull money together. Don't I every day talk about We Buy Black? Trying to get a supermarket? We don't have a supermarket in this whole damn city of 600,000 of the city, 6 million people, of which 2 million people are us. 2 million people of the 600,000 in the city, half is us, 300,000. And we don't have a supermarket. No, damn. We don't have a gas station with a convenience store. Nowhere. Pathetic. Yes, we have some other businesses, particularly hair care products and business like that, and barbershops and beauty salons. Of course, we got I don't know about the liquor stores either, because how the Indians, man, they be taking up the liquor stores. Because the liquor stores that I know in this area here that I live in, some I went to, are not ours. In fact, the one that was down the street from me, he sold out. I walked up in there and seen somebody else. Just like that time I was in Milwaukee at Sister Marie's gas station that she got from Legacy when the loans went bad back in a number of years ago. And I was getting gas. I saw Margaret Henningsen, who was with Legacy Bank, and I knew what happened to them that Friday, once the bank was closed, the FDIC and the feds moved in and closed them down. And it wasn't like the brothers, those sisters rather, five sisters, it wasn't like they were doing it. It's just that the economy and the market, the housing, the lending, Man, and so I w- So when I walked into, when I saw Margaret, we were talking, and she was telling me what had, all of that happened. And so we were going into, and I said, this is not Marie's no more, is it? She said, no. So I sent them Indians. I walked right back out and went up the street to Dave. You know, at the time, Marie, Dave, and Diane. And now there's another sister because she took over for Diane. Diane gave it up. I was in Milwaukee back some time ago, back in October, and I seen Diane. I always see her. I always go there because that's where I get my gas from. I don't give a damn how far I got to drive to get to her to get some gas. I'm going to her to get some, and now I'm going to go to that sister to get some gas. So, because, you know, Dave, Muslim brother, his sons didn't want to do it. They moved out west in Seattle and so forth. They didn't want to really do it either. So he sold out, you know. I remember a lot of times businesses, a lot of brothers and sisters, they don't want their family business. They don't want to do that. And they sell out and it's over. So that's what we're talking about, brothers and sisters. Menticide, the deliberate wrecking of a people's mind. Menticide. You know, Dr. Amos Wilson, who I said that we're going to talk about, his birthday is the 23rd, so we're going to focus on Dr. Amos Wilson. But he said there's five signs showing you may suffer from menticide or mental slavery. Number one, what language do you speak? Language is critical to the expression of culture. It is a means by which the values, beliefs, and the customs of a people are communicated. When African people were forced to adopt Eurocentric language or European language, we were forced to abandon our own worldview and accept a foreign one. It's their language. And believe me, haven't we still to this day, and even more so back then? We look at the world in European eyes when we watch the news. And I watch the news every day. I watch the news all the time. I got to stay abreast on what's happening so I can report or present to you our perspective on what's happening. An African African-centered perspective. An African worldview. Not Oshie's worldview. No, I don't give you, once again, I say all the time, I don't give you my opinion because my opinion is profane. Anybody who knows me, I cuss. And there's a lot to cuss about in this world. But it's important that we give you the perspective of what's going on from an African-centered view, our worldview. Even though many of us believe, you know, this is our worldview, and not, you know, because the European claims universalism. See, so it's not theirs; it's everybody's. It's the proper worldview, you know. Just like the theology, it's like Christianity. It is the right religion. You know, it was tough for me yesterday, and I know, you know, a lot of church, a lot of Christian, there was a couple of people who asked to come up to get saved, you know. And I believe, and we've been trained to believe that religion will save us. That we may have trials and tribulations here on this earth, but by believing in Jesus, as God, by believing in Jesus as my personal Savior, I will be spared the burning hells, and I will live, as they say, in the house of the Lord. Number two, what names do you answer to? We were stripped of our names from our motherland. This loss destroyed the link that tied our people of African descent to their heritage and history. Some Africans have got rid of their European names, but most still answer to names that designated us as property. Now, my name was Edward Brown or Eddie Brown. In fact, Edward Brown is the name of Brother Mwalimu Asada, who is the chairperson of the Pan-African Federalist Movement. You know? So we share the same name, Edward Brown. Well, because I believe so strongly in Africa, in Africans, and Africans having African names, I didn't change my name. The name was given to me at a ceremony, an African naming ceremony at our festival, African World Festival. And the sister gave one of the queen mothers in the community gave me a name. She said, "I have a name for you." And she gave me the name and told me what it meant, you know. And I would use it back in the 80s. And I would use it during Kwanzaa, you know, or other events that were more African-centered. I put the name tag on, you know. And then I moved to having it changed personally, having it changed legally. Because I know many African-centered people who have beautiful African names, and I know their names prior to their African names, and some of them that are still their name. But, of course, they are known by their African names because they are known by their work. And so, but for me, I just went ahead and did it. A friend of mine, she was a paralegal, and so we got the papers together, and she had to write it out and so forth. I submitted it and went in front of a clerk, in front of a judge, and he asked, "Why are you changing your name? Are you trying to escape creditors?" No, not at all, you know. And so I became, in 1992, Oshiemi Adelabu. And but I don't advocate name changes. I don't. Because there are some brothers and sisters who have been given at birth some beautiful African names. There are some brothers, I don't think a brother would choose an African name or a sister choose an African name and be a dirty son of a. Yeah, you got it. You know, somebody who would try to destroy African people and destroy our community and rape and rob. No, I don't think so. But you see that. You see brothers with Muslim names. You see brothers and sisters with Muslim names and African names and so forth doing wrong. Because it's not in the name. See? It's not about the name. Yes, given an African name that you have pride and you exemplify that and you work in that area, you hold yourself up in that way, I agree with it. That's beautiful. But in this society, no. You're easily co-opted. You can easily suffer from menticide. So no, I don't advocate name changes. I advocate mind changes, because once your mind is right, once you rid yourself of the menticidal attacks on you, once you've shed yourself of the Urugu virus, and now that you have Africanized yourself and given yourself a name or been given a name, and you operate now in that fashion, I understand that. I applaud that. I respect that. But just to say, no, we need to change our names. No, we need to change our minds. We need to purge ourselves of this ignorance, of this evilness that is afflicting us, The get rid of the Urugu virus. That's an inoculation we need. We need a vaccine against the Urugu virus. To hell with Omicron and the Delta and the Omega viruses and any other. No, we need to get rid of the Urugu virus. Number three, what kind of food do you eat? The captive or the enslaved Africans lived their lives, their day-to-day lives, in desperation and hunger. Comfort was sought in what became known as soul food, while the Caucasian ate the best of parts of the meat and so forth. Africans were relegated to eating all the other parts of the feet, the skin, the ears, the tails, the intestines. And today, American African people still partake of this type of comfort food, even though it is proven to be unhealthy. It's a cause of obesity and a lot of other issues and problems that we have as a people. I'm telling you, this situation, this environment, now, I understand, because the illusion of inclusion that the European has perpetuated gives us a false sense, and we believe this is just as much ours. You know, we got some people who are going to be voted in, and they're congresspersons, they're senators, there's this, they're that, on a state level, on a county level, the mayor, you know? So, number four, what God do you pray to? Enslaved Africans were forced to abandon their spiritual belief system and to adopt the Europeans' version of Christianity. Africans have their own religion and concepts of God, which many in the African diaspora rejected as a result of the anti-African conditioning by the European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege, better known as white supremacy. One of the most egregious acts was the formation of the white man, the Caucasian man, as the Son of God. This belief implies that the European man, the Caucasian, the Urugu man, is perfect, good, supreme, and the only source of blessings. I remember when Imam Waruf D. Muhammad took over, and of course he changed from the Nation of Islam to El Islam in the West and Orthodox Islam, Sunni Islam. And they put out, right, you know, when he took over, they put out a thing, you know, to eliminate all images of deity. Because, you know, in Islam, there is, and it's strict not to have any images of Prophet Muhammad, you know, or any images of God. And I understand that. Because for us to sit for decades and decades to see a Caucasian, the images that we know of, the images you can write now, brothers, and you know it. You know it. You see that image of Jesus. You see it. Don't lie. Yeah, because it has been implanted. You've seen it as a child. You've seen it in your Bible, all the pages and pictures of. You see it. That's why, even today, some of our people who've seen a picture of Jesus painted black, some of us rejected it. If you want to, brothers and sisters, once again, here I go. Go to YouTube, and for Dr. John Henry Clark's essay, The Child Who Painted Christ Black. The Child Who Painted Christ Black. Wesley Snipes is in it. Claretta, excuse me. Yolanda, Loretta, Yolanda King, before she made her transition, she's in it. She plays the mother of the child who paints Christ black. The child who paints Christ black. It's about a half hour piece. She ain't doing nothing. Go to YouTube. Pull it up. You know? That's Dr. John Henry Clark's little short story. Yeah. In the Caucasian superintendent of schools. You know, because Wesley Snipes is like a principal, you know, of the school. Duval. You supposed to have these niggers under control down here, Duval. What is this? And at the end, after all the things that he was going through, even with his wife played by, what's her name, played Whitney. Sometimes I tell you, brothers and sisters, you know what? I'm going to get some ginkgo biloba, but I know I'll probably forget to take it because Jasmine Guy plays his wife and there's a part in there that you could see how they done it, that she is disturbed by the fact that he's going to show that picture for Pride Day. That's the winner for Pride Day, the child who paints Christ black. And she's like, because, you know, she has a lifestyle. She, what did I say in number two? You know? That you have more money. You have a better position. You know? You have a better position. And that's what they had. And, of course, you know, you don't want that taken away. You don't want that to be disruptive. You want to continue to have, you know, the creature comforts that you are blessed with. Just like here. Like I said, we have brothers and sisters here in this five-county area of so-called Atlanta, of Fulton County, DeKalb County, Cobb, Gwinnett, and Clayton. There are some of us that live very well, gated communities, subdivisions, cul-de-sacs, and in them, the aesthetics of it is great, beautiful. The homes are, you know, the landscaping, I'm quite sure the insides are immaculate, you know, but yet we don't own nothing, but we happy we got this house and I don't want nothing to take away my blessings. I ain't joining no radical, nothing like that. No. Number five, what kind of clothes do you wear? Fashion has always played an important role in African culture. The styles, the patterns of clothing often held cultural significance. Under our captivity, under enslavement, Africans were not allowed to wear their traditional garments. Even today, African people have retained a fondness for elaborate fashions. But for many of us, traditional African clothing is strange and undesirable. In addition, we are loyal to clothing brands originating outside of our community. Aren't we? Yes, we is. Yep. We have somebody else's name, Gucci, Lucci, Villalucci, whatever. You know, we feel those are better. Those are more important. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, I want you to join the conversation. Let me know what you think. What are we talking about here? Talk about menticide, the deliberate and systematic of destroying a people's mind. The reason why, brothers and sisters, that we are not where we must be, should be, and can be is because of the destruction of the African mind. That's why Dr. Bruce Bridges, his book, Recapturing the African Mind, or any other book that deals with the African mind, of changing the way we think about ourselves and about each other, instilling a love for ourselves, our hair, our color. I read an article just recently where the issue of skin color, where this one sister was just hurt. She thought that she, you know, was still, it was just a recent article where a guy made fun of her. Don't stay on the sun, you're going to get too dark. You know, he was Puerto Rican African. As you know, the Puerto Rican Africans, the Cuban Africans, all the Caribbean Africans, because once again, the closer you to look to Caucasian within the society, that is the better for you. And so, as a sister said, you know, he made some other comments, and so it just, to her, that was it. That was it. She said, nah, it's okay. You don't have to call me no more. But that's constant in our community. That's constant. Look at the people on the island of Haiti and Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republicans. Look how they are. Deeply color struck. African melanated mothers tell their sons, don't bring nobody up in here looking like me. All those ball players, Big Poppy just got into the Hall of Fame, deservingly so. Mary Caucasian. Most of all those cats, Pedro Gomez, Pedro Martinez, all those guys. And there's a lot of them. Baseball is the pastime of the Dominican Republic, not Haiti, not the other side of the island. The other side of the island, the pastime is chaos. But for the Dominican Republic, which, of course, is tourism and of course, the High Yellow Sisters. And you know, I've been there. I would never go again, considering how they're treating brothers and sisters. I will never go there. But anyway, let's go to this break so we can come back and you can join this conversation. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. Please join us and give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We'll be right back.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
It's the messenger group X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement Black Watch. And when we're not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way,
exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sissy.
Let us the words, word to phrase, to paragraph. Heed math as Jay begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scroll straight to the verses. God to God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? With the cause I never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in an instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend, a man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever radiant awareness, voice forth the one. Open eye, strong sun. Practicing priests, standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to unleash. Words of God. Brought from the Genesis, will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth, One must be aggression to learn a basic lesson. Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. A wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell. Bringing hell to the sellouts. Forever tangled, web we weave. Always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice. Never potential, caught up in the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Becomes tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, cause that's a fool. I get my words right in my stool to produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of taking out these sissies who may try to extinct my principality. But of course I'm not having madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins and hear the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, synchronize a clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives swing a lick. Jay brings the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one vanglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocations, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the error. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And neither my demand makes stone seem soft. Corrupts all systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plant it down and make it stay, I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I can never swear, of course, so just hasten your step to the mic and stage area as I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and places in the tenor. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Yeah, my self-destruction.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife at his wife. Cried cause he died a trifling death. When he left his very last breath, was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram to understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo.
Straight from the mouth
of why
and daddy yo
do a crime,
end up in jail,
it
and gotta
go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then yo, we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed, D-rap race will be lost without a trace. Or a clue, but what to do?
Here, stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Be nice. Break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing, men go work in some of the skin.
Self-destruction, yeah, for self-destruction.
This is all about, no doubt, to stop violence. But first, let's have a moment of silence. Swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by a chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence, not a good policy. Therefore, we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep. Deep in the heart of the matter, the self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but to the vets, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction, yeah, for self-destruction.
To merge, we live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so we did a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we wrote a rhyme.
Instead of your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check,
or else it's
self-destruction.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. On Mondays, from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central, with Dr. Mawia Kamban and Ataki Kamban. And then that's followed by, from 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations, with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays, from 8 to 10, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. On Wednesday, it's the Black Farmers Report, from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays. On Fridays, if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council. And then on Sunday, once again at 7 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Classics, one, yeah, X-Clan. Heed the word of the brother. And, of course, the collaborative of self-destruction, which I seen a video about a few months ago. I hadn't seen it in a while, and all the brothers and sisters from that 80s rap groups and individuals, you know, collaborating on that. We're headed for self. So right, huh? Right then and still right today. In fact, one of the things that we must understand is that in this mental societal attack on us, that we follow the definition of stupid. And the definition of stupid is knowing the truth, seeing evidence of the truth, but still believing the lie because it's got us so entrapped. In fact, when I was in Milwaukee a couple years ago, in fact, Brother Kwaku, we were at Coffee Makes You Black, and Ron Johnson, the idiot-ass U.S. senator, had this one brother who is one of his legislative lackeys. I shouldn't say that. Liaison, whatever. Anyway, we're talking, and so I just finally said to him, I said, you know what? The problem is this, brother. You so steeped in this Christianity and the fear of it has a grip on you that you rather believe and it not be true than to not believe and it be true because of the fear of your ass burning in hell. That's the deal. It captivates your mind. Mental side, yeah. If we got a bunch of brothers and sisters in the queue here, just hit star twice. Let me know that you want to join this conversation. And believe me, I want you to. So hit star twice. Let's have some conversation. If that's what you want to do. They've colonized our minds. I know the truth hurts. It may even make you angry. But you must open your third eye to free your mind. Free your mind, and your ass will follow. Brother Felix. Yeah, I miss him, man. I miss Brother Felix. Yes, sir. Okay, we got some folks who want to say something. Let me take it from the top. 414. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brother Oshie, man.
Hey,
you in
brother.
The spirit today, boy.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
You touched on so many subjects, man, that was, like, so valid.
And yeah.
Play those two classics, man.
Yeah.
That was like the icing on the cake.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, so I just wanted to throw that little comment in there, man.
Well, I appreciate it. Questions, comments, or concerns are always welcome, Brother LaRue, and you know you are. Black laws. You know?
Black laws.
That's right.
That leads to the concept of God. And what you were saying, man, is so correct on that one, man. And, hey, I wanted to ask you, you was reading those 5 points. What was that from now?
The 5 points? Those 5 points are from, Dr. Amos Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, he put those out there. Might be from one of his books, maybe even from Blueprint for Black Power. But we're going to highlight and pay a tribute to Dr. Amos Wilson on his birthday on the 23rd of this month.
Right.
Yep, focus on Dr. Amos Wilson. Deserves it. Yeah. Because I know there's a lot of love. In fact, Brother DJ, when I first moved here, good brother, we had a conversation about Dr. Amos Wilson. Brother DJ read a lot on Amos Wilson, Blueprint for Black Power, and so forth. Turned out to be great. I wasn't on this format then. I was on Blog Talk Radio then. You know, Queen Ifama, man. You know, Brother Blue, you know. Man.
Man.
In fact, it was this month. It was this month that she made her transition about, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Listen, man, I still think about her often, man.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely.
For a long time, man, I was just kind of like not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, you know how
one day I got a call from Queen Ifama, man. She said, "Brother LaRue, is it okay if I read a disciple?"
Yeah.
On
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yep. And then you know what?
It's still on.
Man, that sparked me.
It's still on YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
Yeah.
It's still on there. Yeah. Queen Ifama.
Exactly. Man, it's just sparked me, man. And I've been, since that time, man, I ain't really stopped working since.
Right on.
Yes, that's, man. anyway, man. Well, okay. This is a real good show.
Right on. Well, listen, you stay watching. You stay listening. I'm quite sure we might say something else that you want to chime in on. Okay, Brother LaRue? All right.
Okay, then.
All right. Peace. Brother LaRue Ned. And to me, his book, Why We Shouldn't Call Our Ancestors Slaves, is on point. 404-404-453. 404, good afternoon.
Yuhuru.
Research.
Yes, sir.
Research West,
yes.
Y'all. What's up, yes, my brother?
Sir. That's what I do, man. Trying to wake the people up. I'm here to wake the dead up.
That's
man.
Right, brother.
I'm just like a pit. Yeah. Hey, bro, I'm just like a doggone penny, okay? Copper and black, and I'm 1 cent. I'm 1 cent, S-E-N-T, bro.
Okay, Brother West.
I'm on my post.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, look here, man. I got some information for the family.
Okay.
Go to a website or app called BlackFridayCrypto.com.
Hold okay? on again, you said.
Okay.
It's Black Friday.
Yeah, BlackFridayCrypto.com.
Okay.
It's an app that we keep the money in the family. Wherever you live at, you get that app and you're looking for a black business, you just put it in the search bar. I'm looking for such and such a black business wherever you live in your area. Okay? It's BlackFriday52.com. Okay, Ocean?
Okay.
You know, since we got caught up on this sport and play crap, you know what I see, Ocean? Okay, hopefully... Like in the Winter Olympics, it's a couple of people that live over here in America,
mm-hmm.
but they got Chinese mama daddy, so they're on the China side competing for China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I like to see is when the Summer Olympics come around, I think it's 2024, all these black athletes say we're not gonna compete for America. Pick a country in Africa. And compete for
that would be great.
That'll show these crackers who we are. Man.
Yeah, that'll be these fantastic. But you see,
this smoking weed.
Yeah, but see, Wes, that's the problem of mental side. You know, we have American, African, and African athletes competing globally for European countries. The brothers and sisters have won medals for France, for England, you know, Sweden, everybody, you know. I remember, check this out. This was interesting. So I'm watching the Summer Olympics, and they have brothers running for all those countries except Germany. And then after that, they had a brother running for Germany.
Yeah, but check this out, Ocean. All them athletes got to see the interview with Juan Carlos, man, and Jimmy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And Juan Carlos said, it took him 20 years to make a dollar, man.
Yeah.
They banned that brother for 20 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that right there enough to let you know how fucked up America is, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
That it is.
Like you say, these devils ain't going to change. Only way it changes is we start putting our foot up there.
I got you.
Start cussing, man.
I got you.
I'm going to let somebody
talk. Well, no, I know it makes you want to holler. Brother West, I know it makes you want to holler. I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, stay on the horn. All right. Oh, who did I have after that? I think I had 914. Good afternoon. 914. Good afternoon.
Hotep. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, wow, look at that. So loud, brother.
Mighty Brother Ocean. Brother Yusuf
Muhammad. Oh, alhamdulillah. What's up,
voice,
man? You
brother.
Too, man. Oh, man, you got me on this one, man.
No, well, I saw you had dropped me a dime last night when I was in a meeting.
Okay.
And I said, well, I know he's rocking and rolling around this time. Let me call into the show and support him.
Oh, right
and
on.
You always support me, brother.
Yes, sir.
I love you, bro.
You too,
and it
man.
Was so good. So good when I came in, you were playing Self-Destruction, right? And so, as you know, I was raising the youth, my sons, at that time in New York. And to hear all those young brothers and sisters on that collaboration brought back memories.
I know.
And
for sure.
I didn't hear the X-Clan, but you said you played it.
Yep, I played the X-Clan. Yep, I played the X-Clan.
For those who don't know, X-Clan, those children were. The leader, the son, was Sonny Carson's son.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Didn't know.
Yeah. Of X-Clan, mm-hmm. right? And then you brought up Dr. Amos Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like a son in New York sitting at his feet.
Yes, sir.
At his lectures,
Ashe,
you know. So, and then to hear the other two guests who called in,
mm-hmm.
so powerful. I was just saying, wow, oh, she's rocking and rolling. And I just want to say, man, may the Creator continue to bless you, man, with whatever you do, brother, whatever your endeavors are, brother.
I appreciate that. Are you broadcasting this Friday, Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness?
Lord willing, we will be.
Okay.
If in fact we don't, we'll probably play the show
right.
that we played last week, which was Sister Larae Muhammad, who has a book out called Integration, A Failed Experiment.
Mm.
And so she was very good last week. So if we're not on live, we'll play that show again.
Okay, then that's worth that's worth listening to for sure. Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, sister's on point.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that, brother, you know, as I listen to you give the weekly programs on your network and others, brother, mm-hmm. you know, that's a beautiful thing, brother,
yeah.
that you share and share alike.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know for sure.
about enlightening the community.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. And on Fridays I announce your program. On Fridays.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate that, Brother
no
Rudolph
doubt.
And I,
yeah.
and Black Hole Radio. And
mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was the self-destruction that hit me when I came on. I said, oh, you know, I was hoping it was still your program. I
yeah.
said, is this a playback or what?
Yeah.
And to hear those young griots or jellies or griots or
yeah.
storytellers, you know, when you just said the brother,
yeah.
it makes you want to holler.
Yep.
Nathan McCall's
That's
book.
That's right.
You know?
Makes you want to holler.
Not to mention Marvin Gaye.
Gaye. Mm-hmm. Throw up both
that,
your hands.
Right, where he got it from.
Yep.
Yeah. Makes you want to holler. And,
yeah.
You know, just some of the artists on that self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
If I can share just 2 minutes.
Sure.
Of the time.
Please.
You know, to hear Chuck D on it. You
yeah.
know, Chuck D and Public Enemy, of course, everybody's familiar with Fight the Power, but they had Fear of a Black Planet.
Right.
They had Welcome
right.
to the Terror Dome.
Mm-hmm.
These were young storytellers in the lineage of the Gil Scott-Herons and
mm-hmm.
the, you know, Amiri Baraka.
Yeah. Amiri Baraka,
the
last
right?
poets.
The last poets,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Yeah. My sister,
mm-hmm.
Sonia Sanchez. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so beautiful to hear the rappers of that time. That was the late 80s. And
That's
then
right.
when you listen to the youth, they now call hip-hop the decade of the 90s, the golden era,
mm.
where it was conscious music
right.
before they brought in
the
this,
gangster.
Right.
gangster rap.
Right,
yeah.
to change the mind of mm. our youth, because they said, man, we can't be listening to X-Clan
that right.
says this is protected by the
red, the black, and the green.
Green.
Yes, sir.
And
they
calling everybody else who ain't with it sissies. You know what I mean? You know, we can't have all you talking about Fear of a Black Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yeah.
Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you ought to listen to him. Don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. Nah, man, we gotta do something about this.
Yeah.
You know,
That's
KRS-One saying, as brother talked about that app for black business, KRS-One said back at that time, he said, the future's vision is a unanimous decision. One that caters to your own return means that you must learn. And so, you know, the enemy of our rise and you know, you didn't say it, but I'll just say it. The handkerchief head Negroes that you kind of identify as their political intern, they're like, nah, we can't have our youth talking like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is too powerful.
It's too powerful.
And they got rid of that conscious rap, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at our youth
yeah.
right back to,
yeah.
you know, self-destruction, right back
mm-hmm.
to it. So I don't want to take up any more
no,
of your time,
no,
brother.
Thank
you
probably... so much. Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. I want you to give me a call after the program's over so we can talk. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about our brother in Chattanooga?
No.
Yeah, brother Freddie Brooks lost his son. But that's why I thought
no.
you were calling me. But I'll call
no.
you back. Yeah, I'll
yeah.
call you back.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, I gotta reach
fact,
out to him. How old was he?
Yeah.
How old was he?
I'm not sure. I want to say in his 30s.
His 30s, maybe, yeah.
We were talking about that self-destruction piece, mm-hmm. as I understand it. And I haven't talked to Freddie yet. I called him just before I called you, but okay. he didn't pick up. But as I understand it, brother was in his car. And somebody, you know, either ambushed him or he was an innocent bystander. I don't know. But self-destruction. We headed for self-destruction.
Yeah.
So, again, brother. Thank you, and may the Most High continue to bless you with everything you do, brother.
You too, love brother. You.
But,
love you
but
too,
you
brother.
Already
Yusuf
know.
Muhammad. You know. All right, brother. Yusuf Muhammad, former president of the IABPFF, and he former was just a firefighter, lieutenant, and now he's with his radio program is Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness every Friday from 4 to 6 Eastern time, from 4 to 6 Eastern time. And I will be announcing that again to give you the number of my good brother, Brother Yusuf Muhammad. Yes, sir. 267-267, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Oshie. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Brother Ralph. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Good. I cut the program on a little late, but I did hear you when you gave your definition of stupid. You said that you look at something that's true,
yeah,
and still believe a lie.
Right. You know that you know and, it's true, you know, but you still believe the
right.
lie.
You know deep down your heart is true. Now,
yeah.
Something Alton Maddox said, and you know, I absolutely agree with him, man.
Mm-hmm.
The statement was so profound that it probably went over most people's heads. But it says the thing that we need most as a people is ethics. We need it more than, you know, this mm-hmm. reparations mm-hmm. we keep wishing the devil mm-hmm. will give us. You know, we need it more because without ethics, all reparations becomes is a stimulus package.
There it is, brother.
For the
yes,
economy.
Sir. Yes,
for
sir.
The mm-hmm. For the economy. So, and that comes on the back of our ancestors that was out there that was slaughtered. Now, you know, I'm just going to let you know what gets on my nerves, brothers. All these fancy cliches and all these speeches about this, that, the other, about how glorious we were. And all. Now, ever since that record Self-Destruction came out, we've been getting worse.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been getting worse.
Yeah, and that was
on the social. So, I mean, yeah, it was a great song. You know,
mm-hmm.
it meant something. But what did it really mean if we're getting worse? You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm looking at the truth, but I won't accept the lie. And so I'm sick of the cliches. I'm sick of the people come on and talk about our glorious path and all this other nonsense when we are getting worse. We need to look at that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go here, and I'm not going to say I'm going to talk to you later about that. But
okay.
just like, you know, we could come on here and we could talk about support black businesses. You know, we got to
right.
lift each other, yet we don't. That to me, when I listen to a person that don't say what his actions are, you know, it sort of irritates the living hell out of me and takes me right back to what Alton Maddox said. We don't have no ethics.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a package off a brother, and I'm going to say this. And it was complete. Now, first of all, it was complete garbage. When I opened it up, I said, what the hell is this? Then I asked the brother, well, where's the rest of my stuff that I ordered? Oh, we don't have the bottles for it, or that we don't. Well, why advertise it?
Mm-hmm.
Or refund the money?
Yeah.
But see,
definitely.
These are some of those black-owned businesses that Brother West be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody would say, well, why don't you just do this? And I said, you know what? I'm going to let it go. Because maybe the brother needed it to feed his family. See, that's ethics. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Right.
But what it tells me is not to do it again.
Oh, no doubt.
A lot of times, some
of us, not like what you're doing, because you're saying, I'm going to that guy, but I'm going to still deal with us. Some of us will say,
right.
well, that's how it is. I ain't dealing with us no more. You know?
No.
See? Because
no,
that's the mindset.
Legitimate. I know too many legitimate black businesses not to make that statement because mm-hmm. I'm one myself.
Right on.
But we need ethics.
Yes, we do.
We need ethics.
We do. We need to be ethical people, man.
Religion can't give us ethics, so I don't pay attention to religious jargon. None of that stuff gives us ethics. That comes from the individual. And when that individual is ready, then he's got to make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just sick and tired of all the fancy cliches.
Yeah.
Or we go into history and talk about how glorious we was and how this and how that. When I'm seeing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about if it ain't present today, then to me it's horse manure. So, you know, I just had to call in and vent, man,
right
because,
on.
You know, these people get on here and they call their products the thing of a SAR and all this stuff, and it's purity garbage, man.
Mm-hmm.
I even send some of this stuff out to get tested just to make sure it's legit, and it's not. So, you know, we gotta beware of these so-called black power hustlers.
Yeah,
because they're all over the damn place, man.
Okay,
and,
well, listen.
You know, so, you
call
know,
me, yeah, call me so back I, later I, so we can talk.
Yeah, because I love my brothers and sisters, but,
yeah.
You know, so we like Alton Maddox said, we need ethics. And without that, we ain't never going nowhere.
Right.
So I'm putting the focus on us. I'm not putting it on that devil. I'm
right.
putting it on us. When are we going to step up and do something about
That's
what we're doing? So, you know, I'll give you a call later on.
All right. I appreciate it, Ralph. Thank you, my brother.
All right, bro.
All right. Yeah, it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to be ethical. Be a man of your word, a woman of your word. Have a commitment to helping our people. Have a commitment to being an example, to being a model. Have a commitment and being sincere. You know, one of the things I've always said, I don't have any money because I don't. But what I do have is my word. My word as a man. And that's why, fortunately for me, I have. You can go to Milwaukee right now, just as Brother Muhammad was saying, what he was saying about me, as we travel the highways and byways together in the International Association of Black Professional Firefighters, developing a reputation. I don't have no money, but this, to me, my name is important to me and how people feel about me and what I've done. They know that, hey, Brother Oshie, whatever might be said about him by others, if they don't like it, that's their fault. But we know the brother tries his best to do his best for his people. I love us. I love us. I am committed, you know. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. If you're in the queue, there's a number of you are. Hit star twice. You know what to do. Yeah. I'm going to read a little bit more because we got about a few minutes. We got just a few minutes more. Yeah. To control a people, you must first control what they think about themselves and how they regard their history and their culture. And when you conquer... And when your conqueror makes you ashamed of your history and your culture, he needs no prison walls, no chains to hold you. He got you, Dr. John Henry Clark. He's got you. See, that's why this month is so important. Because even though our history should be with us, and it, to me it is 24/7, 365, but Carter G. Woodson understood that it was not. And so considering what was happening to our people then, and as well as even today, even more today, because it's more insidious. The technology of today. Because there were some folks back when Carter G. Woodson started, they had no contact at all with the European, with the Caucasian, with Uruguay, none at all. The only thing that person might have had was on Sunday, the religion that he imposed upon us, which is even more devastating. But no contact like it is today with television, with radio, advertisement, the internet, all of these things you're bombarded with, messing with your mind, messing with your mind. Let me get this straight. You're praying to a God of your sinful, immoral captors, your enslavers, and you're hating your own people based on the information from your notoriously deceitful oppressors, and you think this is normal? It's been made normal. It's not normal. It's been made that way. It's been made that way. You know, when I talk about power, and as I often stated that, Dr. Wade Nobles, to me, had the most definitive definition. Power is not money. Power is not information or education. Power is not voting or politics. Power ain't none of that. Power is the ability to define reality. I don't like the second part, but that's what the European has done. They have made others accept that definition as if it's their own. They impose their reality, their culture on us and on the world. They have imposed it on us. And we have accepted it. And the question that we must ask ourselves is, who are we in their reality? Who are we? First, we were the soulless people. No culture to speak of. No traditions, no nothing. Basically justifying our captivity, justifying our enslavement because we were less than human based upon in their eyes. Justifying our enslavement. Justify taking our land, killing us. Justify us working for them for nothing. And if we didn't get the amounts that we were supposed to get, some quota, whatever, I'd cut off your hand. That's why every time I hear the word Belgium, I think of Leopold, the Belgian, and how the richness of Belgium, Antwerp and so forth, in Belgium. They even sell chocolate hands. Because they would cut off your hands and cut off your limbs if you didn't produce enough rubber or any other commodity that they were wishing to extract from Belgium, from the Congo. And the Congo is rich. The Congo is in the middle of the continent that is in the middle of this huge landmass that was once called Pangaea. This is why Africa is the most richest continent then, now, and forever on the planet, which we need to go back and reclaim and restore for ourselves, for our prosperity. And if somebody wants something, we'll give it. We'll sell it to them at fair market value. But you ain't taking shit here, Junior. The Chinese, get your ass out. The Arabs, get your ass out. The Europeans, all of y'all, the Indians, get different. See this movie, Mississippi Masala? Get that movie with Denzel. Get that movie. Another deep message. I'm telling you, the power, the ability to define reality, then have someone else accept your definition as if it's their own. And the question we need to ask ourselves is, who are we in European reality? Who are we today in their reality? To know the imagery that they have projected around the globe of who we are, the thugs, the gangsters, the no-fit fathers, the no-fit mothers, that everybody has a disdain for African people. And what else did they do? They made the melanin that is so important within ourselves a badge of shame, that nobody wants to get dark. Bleaching cream is sold globally. It's a $1 billion business. cultures that have melanated people have in it, they are not on television. They're not in the publications. They are shunned. They are shunned. There are more Africans in Brazil than any country except Nigeria. And we ain't running a damn thing there. And on the TV and so forth, we're relegated to subservient positions. There are more Africans in Brazil than any country. And even here. And so some of us here, we say the Africans here, we've made progress. In fact, I heard this cat on the news, Black Network News on the radio here. And they have some commentators, Mo Kelly. I like Mo Kelly. But they have had a cat used to be in Milwaukee. His bootlicking, butt-kissing ass. His commentating was yesterday, the great gains that we have made as a people. They want you to believe that this is a bad country. You're damn right it's a bad country. Damn right it is. And anything else where Caucasians are, because they impose themselves and their culture on others. And so today, that's the image of us. Yeah. Well, we only got a few minutes. Once again, I am not going to be here Friday. I have an appointment. And so I'll see you on Monday. Baba Baruti will be my guest on Monday. You know, I'll always look forward to having a program with Baba Mwalimu Baruti. And then on Wednesday, my good brother, Bomani Tahimba, of African for the Africans. He has some things that he has going on in Africa, because that's what my brother's about and the great work that he has. And so he sent me some really good stuff. So there's some exciting things that we're going to be talking about, Africa for the Africans, on next week, Wednesday, and, of course, with Baba Baruti on Monday. So, brothers and sisters, I thank you, dealing with the subject of menticide. You know, it's deliberate. What they've done is deliberate. Destroy our minds to get us to think in a certain way that begins to instill in ourselves and each other a hatred towards one another. Because Brother Bomani was telling me about some cat who was, bad mouthing him on stuff, just. What these folks, some of these folks won't do for you, Rugu. What these folks won't do. And just like Raral said, we must begin to have integrity. We must have honesty. We must deal with each other righteously. I don't give a damn how you deal with the Yorugu, but when it comes to dealing with us, be sincere, be committed, be righteous, be honest, have integrity. Make what you're doing not for you to get rich, but for a benefit for our people. Everything should be about the benefit for our people. All your studies, everything that you do should be about the benefit for our people. Whatever sacrifices that you can make for the benefit of our people. So understand what real power is. It's the ability to define reality, and that's what we need to do. We must shape and fashion it in our image and in our interest, and not to impose it on anybody. I don't want to impose our reality on anybody, but I want respect. I want respect. I want respect amongst ourselves. Self-respect. I want integrity. I want honesty. I want commitment. I want us to believe that we can do whatever it is necessary for us to do to free our minds. and to be a people who have the best interests of our people at heart. Brothers and sisters, it is serious that we do this. Serious. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend, family. I hope to see you on Monday. We end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day, a wonderful rest of this week, and a great weekend. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodie. Abibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.